弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
我们小弟现在继续奉主耶稣圣名来查考，在坚固的殿里有不坚固的信。
And now in the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study having an unstable faith in a stable temple。
我们今天早上已经提到约押狮王他怎么样奋力勇把神的殿重新建造、修造、坚固。
This morning, we already talked about how Joash has rebuilt the temple of God.
那当大祭司耶和耶大在世的时候
，and when the high priest was still alive,
他一直都能够行神眼中看为正的事
，and he was able to do what is right in the eyes of God.
那圣殿里敬拜神的献祭节期各样的活动都能够照常进行。
And the activities in worshiping the Lord can continue to carry on.
但是等到这大祭司耶和耶大过世之后
，But when the high priest Athaliah has passed away,
那这个是约押狮王人生的下半段。
And this is the second half of King Joash.
那这也是他信仰是不是真能够站立得住的最关键的时候。
And this is a key moment on whether or not his faith will be able to stand.
那我们就是要来从他的这个他的过程，他这个信仰的过程当中呢，来看我们怎么样学习功课，才不会重蹈覆辙。
And we would like to learn from his faith, to see how we can not carry on his footsteps.
我们现在请来看历代志下24章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 24.
事情是从耶和耶大死了以后。
And this begins when Athaliah has passed away.
24章的17节
In chapter 24, verse 17.
17节到19节
And verse 17 to verse 19.
请读
Verse 17. Now the death of Jehoiada, the leader of Judah, came and bowed before the king. And the king listened to them. Therefore, they left the house of the Lord, God their father, and served wooden images and idols.And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. In verse 19, yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen.
那这里特别是提到说，耶和耶大死了以后，犹大的众首领来朝拜王，那王就听从他们。
And here it says, after the Jehoiada, the leader of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them.
耶和耶大他对约押狮王有很重要的影响。
And Jehoiada has a great influence on Joash.
因为耶和耶大就像这个约押狮他生命的导师一样。
Because Jehoiada was like the life coach of Joash.
他的每一件事情，就是约押狮的每一件事情都跟这个耶和耶大有关系。
And everything that Joash did had to do with Jehoiada.
从他生命的存留
，and from the sparing of his life，
到他这个做王坐上王位
，and to the point where he was crowned king，
到他长大能够定义要修建神的殿
，and to when he was grown and he was determined to repair the temple，
到最后这个圣殿里面所有的一切工作，他执行敬拜神的工的事，都跟耶和耶大有关系。
And everything he did within the temple had to do with Jehoiada.
那所以圣经才会，我们如果注意看的话，要发现，凡是有讲到王的，都会跟耶和耶大一起提到。
And so we can see in the Bible wherever it talks about the king, it also talks about Jehoiada.
哦，所以你看24章的第二节。
If we read chapter 24, verse 2.
约押狮他行神眼中看为正的时候，是在耶和耶大还活着的时候。
Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest.
甚至约押狮娶妻他婚姻大事都是由耶和耶大来为他做主的。
And even when Joash took wives, it was decided by Jehoiada.
那到了要修建圣殿这件工程
，and to the point where they were to repair the temple.
一定都会提到耶和耶大这个角色。
They will always mention Jehoiada.
那到了第二到第十二节，比如说十二节。
And then verse 12.
那王跟耶和耶大将银子交给 神殿里面办事的人，他们就雇了石匠、木匠重修神的殿，又雇铁匠、铜匠修理神的殿。
And the king and Jehoiada gave to those who did work in the service of the house of the Lord, and to hire masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and those who work in iron and bronze to restore the house of the Lord.
这个奉献的钱要怎么运用，也都是王和耶和耶大一起来做的。
And how they were to use the money that was offered, this was decided by the king and Jehoiada.
好，然后到了第十四节
，and in verse 14，
你看这个剩下的钱，这个银子要怎么样去做器皿？哦，也是他们把钱拿到王和耶和耶大的面前来。
And they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada to decide what vessels to buy.
好，然后所以耶和耶大在世的时候。
So when Jehoiada was alive,
众人就常常在神的殿里面献燔祭的。
And people came often into the temple to offer sacrifice.
就看到说，耶和耶大，他整个生命其实都是在敬拜神，都在神的殿里面工作的。
You could see Jehoiada, his whole life he served the Lord.
这个时候的王，他的生命好像跟耶和耶大联系在一起的。
At this time, the king's his life seems to be connected to Jehoiada.
那事实上也是他从小就是在圣殿里面长大。
And in reality, he grew up in the temple.
但是他这个信仰基本上都是因为旁边有这个老人在。
And but his faith is always because there was this old man that was with him.
一直到你看耶和耶大死了以后。
So at the point where Jehoiada passed away.
突然之间，他生命当中最重要的那个人物不见了。
All of a sudden, the most important person in his life has disappeared.
那这个时候就是约阿斯信仰的考验了。
And at this time, this is the trial of Joash's faith.
所以约阿斯王的生命分两个阶段，很明显。
And so we can see the life of Joash divided into two very distinct periods.
耶和耶大在世的时候跟耶和耶大死了以后是两个截然不同的时期。
And while Jehoiada was alive and when he passed away, these are two different periods.
在这两个时期里面，约阿斯的表现，他信仰。也是截然不同的。
And the presentation of Joash's faith during these two periods is also very different.
那他死了之后，因为他死了之后，现在事情就发生了。
And when Jehoiada passed away, things started to happen.
这个事情发生的时候，我们才会发现说，原来约阿斯的信仰并不是真正有根基的。
And when these things happen, we could see that the faith of Joash is not truly firm.
他虽然在圣殿里面长大哦。
Although he grew up in the temple.
他也这样很用心的去修造了神的殿哦。
Although he also took the time to repair the temple.
真的，他还做了美好的工作。
And he has done wonderful work.
但是这个信仰基本上不是他自己的。
But this faith was not his own.
这个信仰其实是耶和耶大的。
This faith belonged to Jehoiada.
虽然表面上这个约阿斯是在圣殿长大。
Although on the surface, Joash grew up in the temple.
但是因为他主要是靠着耶和耶大的提醒，他在做每一件事情。
But because he did everything through the reminder of Jehoiada.
好，那所以他这件事情让我们有一个很重大的提醒。
So this gives us a great reminder.
我们在信仰的这个旅程这条路上哈。
In our journey of faith.
不会有任何一个人可以跟我们一起从头走到尾。
There's not one person that will be able to walk on this path with us from the beginning to the end.
总是有一个时候，我们可能会单独要去走这信仰这条路，要单独去面对。
There will be a period of time where we'll walk on this journey of faith alone.
有人的信仰是因着有父母亲在的时候。
And some people's faith is because their parents are alive.
那有人的信仰是因为有配偶在的时候。
And some people's faith is because of their spouse.
或者是在我们的这个周遭。有一些人物，我们觉得说非常的敬仰，很尊重，所以他跟我们讲的话，我们就会听，我们就会来教会聚会。
And or because we have respect a certain person, and because of their words, we come to church.
或者是教会里面有一些这个圣工人员，我们觉得很敬仰，我们愿意跟随，我们就会来教会聚会。
Or so we may respect a certain holy worker, and we come to church because of them.
但是。这样的信仰实际上是有很大的危机的。
But this kind of faith is actually very dangerous.
因为当这些人物从我们的周遭、我们的生活里面消失了以后
，Because when these people disappear from our life，
我们可能就没有办法单独去面对信仰接下来所会临到的挑战。
We may not be able to face the challenges that of our faith.
这个挑战是可能是我们之前我们没有想到的。
And these challenges are maybe things that we have not thought of.
但这个时候其实真的考验了。
But this is the time of a true trial.
因为我们很多人，我们从小都是跟我们的父母亲或者是我们的亲人一起在教会聚会。
And many of us have come to church because of our parents or our relatives.
但是久了，我们发现我们身边我们觉得很重要的人物，一个一个从我们的这个信仰路上，他们就离开了。
But after a while, we could see that these people will slowly disappear from our journey of faith.
我们父母亲也只能够陪我们走信仰走一段路而已。
Our parents can only stay with us on our journey of faith for a period of time.
接下来做儿女的要单独走这个路程。
And for the next period, the children would need to walk on it alone.
那孩子长大之后，他可能会结婚，会有配偶。
And when the children grow up, they will be married.
接下来配偶如果是同一个信仰，就跟我们一起走这条信仰的路。
And if their spouse belongs to the same faith, then they will walk with us together.
但是有一天，我们的配偶可能也会离开。
But one day, our spouse will also leave us.
我们有可能又会重新回到我们单独自己一个人要面对这个信仰的时候。
We may go back to the point where we need to face our faith alone.
那这个时候，我们能不能够让这个信仰的路一直走下去，从头到尾都没有改变呢
？At this time, we will be able to walk on this path of a journey of faith without changing.
我们有的人来教会变成一个习惯。
And some people come to church out of habit.
因为这里有很多朋友。
Because you have many friends here.
这里我们觉得很觉得很自然，在这里觉得很享受。
And we feel very comfortable and very enjoyable here.
这可能是因为周围外在的这些人物。
And these may be because of the people around us.
如果这些外在的条件都消失了以后呢
？But what if these people disappears?
我们能不能够对这个试探引诱说不？我们能够在信仰上站立得住呢
？We'll be able to say no to temptations and desires and stand firm in our faith.
但是最后，最终，其实我们每个人都要单独的在神面前跟神算账的。
And in the end, every one of us must stand before the Lord and be judged.
因为信仰是我们一定是最后我们个人跟神的关系。
Because our faith ultimately is between us and God.
我们可能因着父母亲带领，我们来到教会来信主。
We may have come to church because of our parents.
我们可能是因着配偶的缘故来到认识神。
We may have come to know God because of our spouse.
但最后神他跟我们面对面的时候，都问我们说，我们跟神的关系到底是不是真的建立起来的？
But when we face God face to face, we'll need to answer whether or not we have built a relationship with Him.
因为这个信仰就变成是我们单独跟神直接算账的。
Because our faith will become one-on-one with God.
好，所以现在对约阿斯来说，这真正的考验就是从第十七节。
And so Joash, his true trial comes in verse 17.
十七节说，当耶和华死了以后，犹大的众首领来朝拜他。
And so the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down before the king.
结果呢，那个王就听从他们。
And the king listened to them.
你就看这些众首领，他们为什么会在这个时候来朝拜王呢
？And why did the leaders come before the king at this time?
你看，对约阿斯王来说
，And to King Joash,
当耶和华死了以后
，And when Jehoiada passed away,
他身边顿时间少了一个。他很重要的参谋，他那长辈，他什么事情都可以问他的。
And all of a sudden, he has lost someone who he can consult with.
这个时候，他单独一个。
At this point, he is alone.
如果从同伴来说，哈，就好像他突然之间他自己变得很孤单了。
And from a point of companionship, he may seem very lonely.
哦，因为从圣经看，就是耶和华一直站在他旁边呢。
And because from the Bible's recording, Jehoiada was always with him.
最亲密人现在不在了。
So now his trusted person is no longer with him.
通常在这种情况下，我们有时候很需要有朋友，很需要有人来支持我们。
At this time, we always will feel the need for friends and companions.
所以我们人什么时候危险，就是在孤单的时候。
So when is it the most dangerous for us? It's when we're alone.
那或者是我们觉得我们需要有人来支持我们的时候。
Or when we feel like we need somebody's support.
那这个来支持我们是谁就很关键了。
And the key factor is who will come and support us.
这些犹大的众首领们，他们来朝拜王哦。
And the leaders of Judah came and bowed down before the king.
这些人他们是有目的的。
And they have a purpose.
啊，因为他们是趁耶和华死了。因为他不在身边的时候，他们才来的了。
Because it came after the death of Jehoiada.
很有可能在这个时候，这个王也需要有一些人支持他们。这个做首领本来就是，就好像有权力，在国中也是有势力的人。
At this time, the king may need the support of the leaders.
哦，那这些领导人呢，他们来跟王做朋友啊。
And so leaders came and befriended the king.
他先采取一个非常低的姿态，朝拜王。
They first took a very lowly position and bowed down before the king.
啊，那这个时候我们如果想一想，那个约阿斯心情如何呢？
And if we think about what is the mentality and the feeling of Joash at this time,
这很有可能也是约阿斯生平第一次坐在王位，有人来跟他朝拜。
And this may be the first time where somebody came and bowed down before King Joash.
哦，因为现在他真的是单独当王了，以前有一个老人家坐在他旁边呢。
And now he is the only king, and before there was Jehoiada next to him.
因为他在的时候，这些首领绝对不会来拜他。
And when the Jehoiada was still alive, these leaders will not come and bow before him.
照律法，他们只能够拜神。
Because according to the law, they can only worship God.
神并没有要求百姓要去朝拜这些王。
And God did not require the people to bow down before the king.
神是说百姓要听王照着律法所讲的话。
And God says that the people need to listen to what the king says through the law.
真正要拜的是神本身。
And the person that you need to worship is God himself.
所以实际的第一条就说只能够拜神了。
And so the first commandment is that we should only worship the one true God.
这些首领们他们都很清楚的。
And these leaders, they know this very well.
可是在这个时候他们来朝拜王。
But at this time, they came and bowed down before the king.
让王觉得心里面很舒服了。
And the king felt comforted.
第一次人家对他这么好。
It's the first time that people have been so nice to him.
原来他有这么大的权力。
And he understood what power he has.
哦，所以他一定会很感谢这些人。
And he is very thankful to these people.
接下来，圣经说王就听从他们。
And now the Bible says the king listened to them.
所以现在你看这个王啊，他从这些首领身上觉得他的这个虚荣心得到满足了。
And from these leaders, the king has satisfied his own pride.
就是，他们对他很好。
And it's because they were nice to him.
很尊敬他。
And they respected him.
现在他们讲的话，他就把他听进去了。
And so now he listened to the words they said.
问题是这些人说什么话呢？
Well, the problem is, what did these people say?
他们说离弃神吧。
They say leave the house of God.
再次的去侍奉这个亚瑟拉跟这些偶像。
And then once again serve the idols and the wooden images.
那表示这些首领们，他们虽然有了这个殿，他们也可能会到圣殿来献祭。
And so this means that these leaders, although they have this temple and they may come worship in the temple,
但是他们并不是真正的用心、很真诚的来敬拜这位独一的神。
But they did not come and worship the Lord with sincerity.
过去的王所带领他们去侍奉巴利、侍奉亚瑟拉这些偶像的这些习惯还没有改变。
And they have not changed their ways of worshiping the idols.
因为按照神的律法，要献祭，要守节期，有很多很繁琐的这些细节。
Because according to the laws and regulation, there are many things they need to watch out for when they're worshiping God.
相较之下，拜偶像亚瑟拉、拜巴利比较简单。
And in contrast, it is easier to worship the idols.
因为他没有这么多规定的细节。
Because they do not have as many details.
你想做什么都可以啊。
You could do anything you want.
比如他们在拜亚瑟拉。
And so they worship Asherah.
他们不需要到什么特定的地点去啊。
They don't need to go to a specific location.
反正树下、高岗上，他们觉得选中这个地点，他们就可以在那边献祭的。
And they could make offerings under a tree or on a mountain.
那他们要献上什么，想献什么就献什么。
And they could worship, they could offer and sacrifice whatever they wanted.
但是要献祭给神，要到特定的圣殿来。
And to sacrifice to God, you must come to the temple.
要献特定的祭物。
And you must sacrifice certain things.
这个祭物要怎么处理？这个祭司有很详细的规定。
And how the sacrifice needs to be prepared, there is many regulations.
每一件如果不照规定来，就不被悦纳，就不接受。
And if there's not done according to regulations, then they will not be accepted.
所以两个比较之下，就会发现侍奉神真的要用心，真的是要顺从。那也比较费劲。
And so in contrast, in worshiping God, you need to put in a lot more effort.
所以你看这些首领们，他们来跟王说，我们去侍奉亚瑟拉这些偶像吧。
And so the leaders came to the king and said, let's worship Asherah.
圣经说，他们这个罪，神就降怒给犹大跟耶路撒冷。
And here it says that the wrath of God came down upon them because of this trespass.
他们是再一次的要让这个国陷在不平安跟 罪恶当中的。
And they will once again cause the nation to be under sin and an unrest.
这个时候，这个做王的他本身事实上是有责任的。
At this time, the king has a responsibility.
按照律法来说，他绝对不可以听从这些首领们的话。
According to the law, he cannot listen to the words of the leaders.
他只能够把这个国家带到敬拜神的路上。
He can only lead the nation to worship God.
况且这个律法还是他曾经抄录过一遍的。
And the laws is something that he has handwritten himself.
他不可能不知道神的律法说什么。
It's impossible for him not to know what the law says.
但是这个时候，这个王竟然听从他们了。
But here at this time, the king listens to the leaders.
然后就让你看整个犹大跟耶路撒冷再一次的落入神的怒气当中。
And so Judah and Jerusalem once again came under the wrath of God.
那我们就看到说，为什么这个王他这个信仰这么样的脆弱呢？
And so we can see why is it that the king's faith is so weak.
他为什么会这么容易听这些首领这个这么看起来很离谱的建议
？And why is it that he is able to listen to the advice of the leaders?
那这说明他对这个祭司耶和华这个整个敬拜这个真正的本质哈，他没有抓住。
And this proves that he has not grasped onto the essence of Jehovah's worship.
他看到他的这个。应该是他的孤帐，这个大祭司所留下的榜样，他并没有真正掌握住为什么这个祭司他能够全心全意的这么样忠心的服侍神一辈子。
And he didn't understand why the Jehoiada, his uncle, can serve the Lord for all of his life.
他只是看到表面的行为。
He can only see the outward actions.
他没有真正学到他内心那个敬畏神的心呢。
And he did not learn the heart of worship.
那所以呢，我们就发现呢，一个人有时候信仰可能是变得非常表面。
And so we can see a person his faith may become very superficial.
有时候你看这个约阿斯啊，他很乐意去做一件工程，去修理神的殿。
And we can see Joash is very willing to do a certain thing, for example, repairing the temple.
做这个工程，这件事情很容易做。
And it's very easy for him to do this deed.
因为约阿斯这个人，他本身也是很积极的
，because Joash himself was very active，
很有办法，也是脑筋动很快的
，and he is one that he's one who's very intelligent。
因为你看，当祭司不动的时候，他就急，他就知道说，赶快换一个方法吧。
Because when the priest did not make any progress, he knew to change his ways。
所以你看他的一些作为，你就发现说他在做这个工程的时候，他很用心。
And so from the certain actions, you can see that when he's doing the work, he's very diligent.
今天我们很多，我们有时候我们的信仰，如果要办一件事情，做一件圣工，我们都很乐意去参与。
And sometimes with our faith, we're very willing to participate in certain holy works.
但是做工这只是一时的而已啊。
But doing the work is only temporary.
工程有一个进度，结束就没有了，完成了。
And this deed may have a certain progress, and once it's done, there's no more.
但是信仰是一生的事啊。
But your faith is for your whole life.
就像走一条路，这条路是不归路，只能够向前，不能够向后的。
And just as we're traveling on a path of no return.
一直往前，前面就是最后得救永生。
You can only continue forward to salvation.
除了前面这个目标之外，每一个地方都是毁灭。
And aside from this four goal, everywhere else is destruction.
所以就像一条单行道。And so 只能够向前，不能够往后。
This is like a one-way street. You can only go forward, not backwards.
照着这个路线一直走上去，就是得救了。
And if you continue on this journey, then you will be saved.
就是荣耀。
Then you will receive glory.
就是神给我们设定生命的终点。
And you will come to the point where God has to prepare for you.
但是，你看他在做事的时候，他很容易做。
So we can see when he's doing things, it's very easy for him to do.
但是现在单独他自己要去面对人，要去面对他的内心的时候。他就持守不住了。
But when he needs to face others alone and face himself alone, then he cannot hold on.
因为现在这个时候，这些王这些首领他们来跟他讲的话。
And now these the words that these leaders spoke to him.
就说明约押师他的信仰其实没有真正的扎根。
And this tells us that Joash's faith has not truly taken root.
他信仰的深度不够。
And he has not reached the depth of his faith.
只是在表面性而已。
And his faith is only superficial.
那这个时候，这个引诱一来，他就倒了。
So at this point, when the temptation comes, he will fall.
因为这些首领们他们所讲的话，对他来说是一个很大的诱惑。
And because the words of the leaders is a great temptation to him.
因为这些首领讲的话， 就是新娘一定要这样子吗？一定要这么麻烦吗？
Because the words of these leaders that should our faith be so complicated.
因为为什么我们不能够去走一个比较简单的方法？
Why can't we take an easier way?
当时候耶和耶大在的时候，
But when Jehoiada was alive,
就是他不用去想的。
These are things that he does not need to think about.
但是他现在他要自己去想。
But now he needs to think about it himself.
这个神所规定的虽然很复杂，但是他是当中他的祝福在哪里？
Although the regulation of God is very complicated, but where is His blessing?
但这其实是他之前他曾经经历过的体验。
And these are experiences that he has had before.
但他没有去想他。
But he did not think about them.
他就很自然的就跟人家这样，跟着长辈这样做。
And very naturally, he did according to what the elders did.
好，所以呢，这个整个约押师真正生命信仰的转捩点，就是他听从了这些首领们的话。
And so the turning point of Joash's faith is when he listens to the words of the leaders.
今天我们有时候我们在这个信仰的路上哦，我们会听到很多人讲很多话。
And on our journey of faith, we may hear many people say many things.
别人所讲的这些话，我们会不会听进去呢？
Well, will we listen to what other people have said?
我们会不会把神讲的话不听拒绝了，但是周围的其他人所讲的，我们却听了呢？
Will we reject the words of God and listen to the words of the people around us?
神现在对我们讲话，他在圣经里面的话留下来，每天我们都可以跟神讲话。
And today God has given us His words in the Bible. We could talk to God every day through the Bible.
圣经告诉我们的话，我们可能不听。
And the words of the Bible, we may not listen to them.
但是我们旁边周围的人所讲的话，我们可能会听哦。
But we may listen to those the words of those around us.
那这个时候其实就是很关键的时刻。
At this point, this is a key turning point.
我们会听他们的话吗？
Will we listen to them?
你想想看，这个约押是当时候的情形。
If you think about the situation of Joash,
他这些首领首先给他，让他觉得他很重要。
And the leaders first made him feel important.
第二个，让他觉得，让他觉得很满足。
And second, they made him feel content.
因为这些首领在他面前这么谦卑，向他跪拜。
Because the leaders bowed down before him in humility.
所以他的情绪来说就觉得 feel good, so good.
And so he felt so good.
就是说他自己本身他觉得哇他很重要。
And so he felt that he was very important.
那而且他们又好像很关心他。
And they seem to have care for him.
在这个时代，在这个关键的很就是很重要的时刻里面，很需要帮助的时候，他们主动来。好像来支持他。
And during this critical time, they came and offered to help him.
那所以就看到说，这些首领们，他们先让王觉得他们很尊重他。
And so here the leaders first make the king feel respected.
接下来他们就要王听他们的话。
Then next they will want the king to listen to them.
今天这个世界上给我们的这些引诱。魔鬼的手段不是就是这样子吗？
And this is how Satan will tempt us today.
今天很多时候如果有诱惑来，通常第一个挑战就是让我们觉得很好。
And,
心里觉得很舒服。
When the temptation first comes, the first thing that it does is make us feel good.
那我们会觉得说，哎，他们很尊重我，让我的这个自我得到满足。
And they may, others may make you feel good and satisfy your own pride.
今天不管是肉体的情欲，还是眼目的情欲，还是今生的骄傲，
and whether it's the desire of our desire of the flesh, our eyes, or the pride of the world.
这些魔鬼的手段，他要赢得我们的心，第一个一定会让我们觉得很舒服。
In order for Satan to overcome us, the first thing he will do is to make us feel good.
然后，那接下去我们可能会就会听从他们了。
Then next, we'll listen to what they have to say.
所以圣经才说哦，我们一定要小心这样的一个信仰的陷阱。
And so the Bible tells us we need to watch out for these traps.
如果我们是为我们的肉体安排去满足我们的私欲，
and if we do according to our flesh and satisfy our desires,
那接下去在信仰上很可能就会失败了。
Then you will fail in your faith.
因为当我们满足我们肉体的时候，
because when we satisfy our flesh,
我们就不会去听圣灵的声音的。
They will not listen to the words of the Holy Spirit.
因为情欲跟圣灵是相争的。
Because the desire and Holy Spirit are conflicting.
所以，如果我们以自我为中心，觉得凡事让我满足，别的我很觉得我很受尊重，那我们就会心花怒放的时候，这就是接下去我们可能会听从他们声音的下一步了。
If we're very self-centered and other makes us feel respected, then our next step may be listening to what they have to say.
我们看罗马书
第十四章。Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 14.
罗马书罗马书十三章哈。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第十四节，对不起，十三章十四节哈。
Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
请读。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
这里说，他说要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲啊。这里为肉体安排啊。
And to make provision for the flesh.
其实就是让我们觉得很舒服的。
This is what will make us feel good.
当我们一个人放纵私欲的时候，我们直接的反应就是我们的肉体舒畅。
When we indulge in our desires, the first thing is we make our flesh feel good.
这个世界的饮料通常都是走这个路线的。
And the temptations of the world often travels in this way.
就像这一些首领们，他叩拜在王面前一样。
And just like the leaders, they came and bowed down before the king.
一开始也都是很低姿态的。
And they come in a very lowly position.
因为要赢得我们的心呢。
Because first they need to win us over.
看起来都很谦卑。
And they seem very humble.
但是等到我们倾向他们的时候，我们会跟从的时候。
But when we lean towards them and follow them.
接下来他所讲的话就是要让我们离开神了。
Then the words they speak will cause us to leave God.
所以我们要时常去保守我们的心。
So we need to often keep our heart.
我们真的要。顺服圣灵的。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit.
因为情欲的事情是显而易见的。
And because the desires of the flesh is easy to see.
情欲的事是什么？
And what are the desires of the flesh?
看加太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
请读第十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
十七节。
And 17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do these things that you wish.
18
Verse 18, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
好，那十九节他接下去说情欲的事就行，他就接下去又列出了十五项啊，这个情欲的事。
And from verse 19, talks about 15 lust of the flesh.
那所以这里特别提到说，我们若被神的灵引导，就不会在律法以下了。
And here it says, if we're led by the Spirit, then we're not under the law.
所以圣经说，我们要听神的话，要听神的声音呢。
And so the Bible says we need to listen to the words of God.
当时候我们就看到约阿斯他听从这首领的话。
And at the time, we could see Joash listen to the words of the leaders.
首领跟他说离弃神吧。
And the leader says, forsake God.
那他就真的离弃了，离开了这个神的殿。
And he indeed left the temple of God.
去侍奉。偶像。
And he went to worship the idols.
但这个时候，你看他当一开始他离弃的时候。
And you can see when he first had deviated.
你看神，他知道真的看到这个约押斯是被这些首领们带坏的。
And God could see that Joash was led astray by the leaders.
因为首领他们是有计划的啦。
Because the leaders had a scheme.
所以很显然的，这个约押斯一丝不察，就是不小心。
And we could see that Joash was not careful.
那就真的被这些人带坏了。
And he was led astray.
所以神再一次给他机会。
So God gave him one more chance.
神还是爱他。
God still loves him.
所以接下去我们就是看到圣经说，神就派先知到他那里，到他们那里去，要引导他们归向神。
And so God sent the prophet to try to lead them back.
但是先知所警戒的，他们却不肯听。
But they did not listen to the warnings of the prophet.
我们就看到，当一个人呢，他听从了自己的，听从这个诱惑，让自己的心满足以后。
And so we can see once a person has satisfied his desires,
就是以自我为中心。
Wherein he is self-centered.
接下去就听不下去先知的话，神的话也听不下去了。
Then he will no longer be able to hear the words of the prophet and words of God.
这一直以来都是连带的，就是一定会有这个现象，就是先知讲的话，他就是听不下去。
And this has always been the case where they will not be able to listen to the words of the prophet.
好，那所以甚至第二十节说，神的灵就感动耶和华的儿子撒加利亚。
And so the Spirit of God came on Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada.
他 直接的跟这个王说了。
And he said directly to the king.
哦，他对站在那个高处哦，向民哦，跟王这样子警告。
And he stood above the people and said to them.
他说，神如此说，你们为何干犯神的诫命，以致不得亨通呢？
And thus it says God, why do you transgress against the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper?
他说，因为你们离弃神，所以他就离弃你们了。
And because you have forsaken the Lord, he has also forsaken you.
那所以你看这个时候神派先知，这个撒加利亚啊，直接跟他们讲话。
And so here God sends Zechariah to speak to them directly.
他是耶和华的儿子啊。
And he is the son of Jehoiada.
这个撒加利亚很有可能跟约押是一起长大的。
And Zechariah very possibly has grown up with Joash.
如果不是一起长大，也是至少在圣殿成长的这段过程，撒加利亚一定是在的。
And even if they have not grown up together, but they must have spent time together in the temple.
所以对撒加利亚他不是不认识，不是陌生人。
So Zechariah is not a stranger to him.
但这个时候，你看这个祭司啊，他很勇敢的指责王的错误。
And here the priest pointed out the mistakes of the king.
他知道没有顺服神的命令就是不会亨通。
He knows that if we don't obey God, then you will not be prosperous.
如果离弃神，神就离开我们了。
If you forsake God, then God will forsake you.
但是反过来，如果人愿意寻求神，神就被人寻见。
But if you are willing to seek after God, then He will be found.
这是当初神透过先知不断重复的跟选民所宣告的。
And this is what God has proclaimed many times to the people through the prophet.
先知这个话，他们一样不肯听。
But they would not listen to the words of the prophet.
所以第二十一节。他们同心要谋害撒加利亚。
And so verse 21, they conspire against Zechariah.
是最后是照王的吩咐，在神的殿的院内用石头把撒加利亚打死的。
And at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord.
哦，所以是众民本来对这个撒加利亚所讲的话就是很气的。
And the people were angry at the words of Zechariah.
可是他们最后把他用石头打死，是照着王的吩咐，是王下令的。
Ultimately, they stoned him to death at the command of the king.
我们就看到约押斯他走到这个地步来了。
So we can see what to the point that Joash has come to.
圣经在二十二节特别提到说，约押斯他不想念撒加利亚的父亲耶和华向自己所施的恩，杀了他的儿子。
And the Bible said, verse 22, that Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father has done to him, but killed his son.
所以约押斯他不想念别人曾经给他过的恩典。
And so Joash should not remember the kindness others has shown to him.
他变得很冷酷了。
And he became cold.
他甚至是在神的殿的院内把大祭司把祭司打死的。
And he killed the prophet of God in the court of the house of the Lord.
这件事情，当初他七岁那时候，他曾经看到耶和华怎么样叫这个亚他利亚离开圣殿，在王宫外面的马路上被杀。
And when Joash was young, he has once seen how Jehoiada has cast Athaliah out of the temple and to be killed on the street.
当时候大祭司说不可以在神的殿里面去杀人了。
And because at the time, the high priest said you cannot kill people in the house of God.
但是这个时候反过来是约押斯他下令把祭司在神的殿的院内把他打死。
But here, Joash killed the priest of God in the house of the God.
这件事情就是变得非常的奇怪了。
And this became very strange.
这个约押斯的心怎么变得这么刚硬呢？
How did the heart of Joash turn so hard?
他对神的律法的要求一点也不在意了。
And he has no longer have any regard for the laws of God.
所以约押斯的这个行为，他这样一个在殿内杀死祭司这件事情啊。
And so the action of Joash killing the priest in the court of God.
你看撒加利亚他最后死的时候说：“愿神鉴察深渊。”
And so Zechariah, before he died, he said, the Lord look on it and repay.
那这件事情主耶稣在传福音的时候曾经提出来。
And the Lord Jesus has once mentioned this in his ministry.
我们看马太福音第二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
二十三章，我们现在请看第三十四节。
23:34.
三十四节，请读。
In verse 34, therefore indeed I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes.Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city.
35.
Verse 35. That on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple of the altar. 36. Assuredly I say to you, all the things will come upon this generation.
当时候在主耶稣那个时代，他们所读的希伯来文的圣经啊，历代志下是最后一卷书。
And so at the time, the scripture that the Lord Jesus has read, Second Chronicles is the last book.
当时候他们的历代志就是一本书，没有分上下，但是历代志就是一本书啊。
And the First and Second Chronicles is one book.
所以这个撒加利亚在圣殿被杀这件事情，在当时候就是等于旧约里面看到杀人最残酷的结果，杀害先知、祭司的最后留下来的记录了。
And so the death of Zechariah's most gruesome recording and the last recording of a killing in the scriptures.
他说特别提到这个撒加利亚，当然那个巴拉加的儿子，其实这有可能是在抄写的笔误，应该就是耶和华另外一个名字。这个撒加利亚就是耶和华这个儿子，就是约阿斯这个时代所发生的事情。
And so Zechariah here has mentioned the son of Berechiah, who may be referring to Jehoiada.
那所以这个就是当时候主耶稣特别提到这样的一个罪，一定会归到这个时代去的。
And so the Lord Jesus said that this the sin will come upon this generation.
我们就看到说，这个约阿斯他原来是应该会很感谢祭司耶和华家人，但是他反过来一点不想念，而且还这么残酷的杀害他的儿子。
And we originally would think that Joash will be mindful and remember the kindness of the household of Jehoiada, but he did not do so.
他变得一点不会感谢的。
And he did not give thanks to them.
他对他所做的事好像也觉得没有什么问题。
And he did not see anything wrong with what he did.
那当时候，神好像也没有出什么声音，没有做什么事。
At the time, God did not seem to have done anything.
所以你看这一年，那个约阿斯王位坐得稳稳的。
And so during this year, Joash sat firmly on his throne.
好像他想做什么就可做什么。
Seemingly, he could do whatever he wanted.
他去离弃神，他去敬拜偶像，好像生活过得去了。
And he departed from God and worshipped idols, but he still lived on.
但是神是公义的，他绝对是会伸冤的。
But God is righteous and he will avenge.
第二十四章的第二十三节。
In verse Second Chronicle verse chapter 24 verse 23.
读二十三节。
Verse 23. So it happened in the spring of the year that the army of Syria came up against them, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the leaders of the people from among the people, and sent their spoils to the king of Damascus. 24. For the army of the Syrians came with small company of men, but the Lord delivered a very great army into their hand, because they have forsaken the Lord God their father. So they executed judgment against Joash.
你看，这是神啊，向约阿斯发怒的一个。一件事。
And this is the anger of the Lord against Joash.
一年以后，亚兰兵来了一小队，但是是神把大队的军兵交在他们手里。
And after 1 year, the Assyrian came with a small company, but the Lord delivered a great army to them.
又把犹大一路撒冷的这些财宝都送到这个亚兰王的手上。
And they took the spoils of Judah and Jerusalem into the hand of the king of Damascus.
圣经特别说是因为犹大人离弃了神。
And the Bible says that because the people of Judah has departed from God.
所以神就借着亚兰人，就是这个外族呢，来惩罚约阿斯。
And so God used Syrians, the Gentiles, to punish Joash.
所以他现在信仰已经走到了让神发怒，甚至要这个整个国家一起受亏损的地步了。
And so his faith has already come to a point where he angered the Lord, and the whole nation is being punished.
当亚兰人要走的时候，第二十五节说。
So in verse 25, when the Syrians were departing,
这个约阿斯犯重病。
Says that Joash had fallen ill.
臣仆就背叛他。
And his own servants conspired against him.
要报祭司耶和华大儿子流血之仇。
And because of the blood of the son of Jehoiada,
就把他杀在床上。
And they killed him on his bed.
所以约阿斯最后是被谋杀死的。
And so Joash was murdered.
杀他的是第二十六节所提到的两个亚门人跟摩押妇人的儿子们。
And the one who killed him are the son of an Ammonite and the son of a Moab.
就是他们这两个人都是外族的。
And these two are all Gentiles.
就是 约押斯所犯的罪，连外邦人都觉得是大恶。
And because a sin that Joash has committed is even sinful in the eyes of the Gentiles.
他们都看不下去，所以他们要为耶和耶大的儿子报仇。
They could not stand to see this, so they avenged for the blood of Jehoiada.
其实神他自己会处理的。
But God Himself will be able to take care of this.
这两个人他们就等不及了。
But these two were not able to wait.
当然后来这两个人也被杀了。
But later these two were also killed.
圣经说杀人流血的一定是会得到报偿。
So the Bible says that those who shed blood will also be avenged.
神是公义的神，他自己会审判。
Because God is a just God.
人其实不需要插手。
And men does not need to intervene.
结果这两个人后来也死了。
But these two people also died in the end.
那我们就看到，当这个王他不会纪念别人给他的恩典的时候。
So when we see where the king cannot remember the kindness of others.
最后他的死亡，没有人纪念他了。
And in the end, nobody will remember his death.
甚至人想要杀他了。
And people will also try to kill him.
就看到一个本来一开始非常完美的一个信仰，到最后走到一个非常悲惨的结局。
We can see a very perfect faith in the beginning came to a very awful conclusion.
他的这个信仰的路真的一泻千里啊。
And his journey of faith has fallen.
一步错，接下去步步错，到最后死得非常凄惨。
And he took one wrong step, and it continued on to the point where he died.
那这个对我们今天我们大部分在主内成长的弟兄姐妹来说
，and to those of us who grew up in the faith,
他好像在给我们照一面镜子。
It seems like we're looking into a mirror.
一个人他可以在神的殿里面常常来敬拜神
，and a person can come often to worship God.
但是他内心其实并不是真的在跟随这位神。
But his heart may not truly be following God.
他很容易的是听从了别人讲的话，让他听了会舒服的那些人。
And he may very easily listen to the words that are more comforting to him.
所以他的整个心就会离弃神了。
Then his heart will depart from God.
有时候我们在看我们教会的弟兄姐妹的信仰。
And sometimes when we look at the faith of our brothers and sisters.
真的有的人的信仰是建立在亲人身上的。
There are some whose faith are built on their relatives.
那有的时候，我们会发现，哎，我们的青年，甚至我们的信徒，甚至是老人家，
and,
那个信仰有时候也是不堪一击。
We could see that sometimes our youth, so even the elderly members, their faith is very fragile.
有时候别人讲一句话
，sometimes people will say something.
我们就把它听进去了。
Then we'll hear them.
听进去之后，就开始埋怨神了。
And after we hear these words, we start to complain to God.
对神的话就拒绝就听不下去了。
Then we reject the words of God.
来到教会
，and we come to church.
其实道理是没有听进去的。
And we have not heard the words of God.
但是闲话听了一大堆了。
But we have heard many gossips.
所以我们的信仰没办法真的扎根。
And so our faith cannot truly take roots.
我们如果能够从约押斯的一生得到一点教训的话
，if we can learn from the lessons of Joash,
我们一定要非常小心，我们到底在听哪一些话。
We need to be very careful of the words that we're listening to.
因为当王听从这些首领们，听从他们以后，他的整个人生就转变了。
Because when the king listens to the words of the leaders, his whole life changed.
就变得非常凄惨。
And his life became very unfortunate.
就真的离弃了神。
And he departed from God.
所以我们今天要靠着圣灵的帮助。
And so today we need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们在这个道理上能够站立得稳。
So that we can stand firm in the faith.
我们今天到这个教会来，我们有很完美的设施。
And today we come to church and we have a very good facility.
弟兄姐妹对神的家、神的殿也是尽心尽力，让它更好。
And the brothers and sisters have done all they can to make the house of the Lord even better.
负责人们很用心的要让整个环境，这个教会。能够很方便让我们有一个很舒服的敬拜环境。
And the church council has done a great job in providing a very comfortable environment for us.
就好像这个约押斯王，他尽心的来修造一个坚固的殿。
And just as Joash has exerted effort to repair the temple.
让这个献祭的事情、敬拜的事能够照着律法每一周、每一年照常进行。
And so the activities of worship and sacrifice can continue to carry on.
但是在这个坚固的殿里面，我们所需要的是坚固的信心。
But in the stable temple, we also need a stable faith.
如果我们没有坚固的信心
，we don't have a stable faith.
我们很有可能别人讲的一句话，或者是我们朋友讲的一个什么观念， 我们就会听从，就会导致最后离开神。
And we may listen to the words of others and words of our friends, and it causes us to leave God.
因为在这个末世有很多所谓新奇的道理，其实是异端会出现在我们的耳中。
Because in the end times there will be many different ways of thinking that will appear to us.
很多话是会让我们觉得说，啊，对啊，到信仰为什么要这样子？
And there are many things that will cause us to question why our faith needs to be like this.
就像这些首领们，他对王的建议。
Just like the suggestion of the leaders to the king.
信仰应该走得轻松才对啊。
Our faith should be easier.
一定要这样子吗？
Do we always have to do this?
哦，所以你看今天我们所面对的这些异端，不是在强调什么事情，你觉得可以，你满意就好。
And the thinking that we have always here today is that as long as it feels good to us, it should be okay.
我们要注意我们所听的是什么。
We need to be mindful of what we hear.
比如说，我们今天在教会里面提到，我们洗礼是赦罪的洗，要按照圣经到活水面向下，全身入浸，奉耶稣的名洗礼。
And for example, we hear that today that the Bible tells us we need to the baptism is a baptism of salvation, and we need to it needs to be performed in living water.
这感觉上很麻烦啊。
It seems very troublesome.
但是有人说，洗礼不是就是这样的一个形式吗？
And some people would say, isn't baptism just a formality?
这你点水，你在会堂池子挖水，把水龙头打开，吐口气，也不是流动的吗？
And if you open the turn on the faucet, isn't the water also flowing?
啊，不是这样子很容易，在室内也可以啊。
And you could do this indoors. It's also very convenient.
甚至点水的、洒水的，什么都可以啊。
And if you want to sprinkle water, this should be okay.
面对这样的说法的时候，我们是听神的话还是听人的话呢？
When we hear these words, we listen to the words of men or listen to the words of God.
是的，照神的话永远都是比较麻烦的。
And it's true that if we do according to the words of God, it may be more complicated.
比如说洗脚礼。
For example, foot washing.
我们要洗礼之后回来洗脚。
We need to perform foot washing after baptism.
洗脚是要跟主有份，要接受主耶稣的洗脚。
And foot washing is to have part with the Lord Jesus.
其他人可能说，
And other people may say,
洗脚其实只是要那个教训就对了。
Foot washing is only for its teaching.
就是你要彼此洗脚，彼此饶恕啊。
We need to wash each other's feet and forgive one another.
重点是那个教训而已啊。
And so the most important thing is the teaching.
还要真的这样子用水，有人来帮你洗脚啊？这只是一个形式啊。
And for people to have their feet washed, this is only a formality.
但是我们照神的话，听神的话，真的要这样做，还要多一道手续，比较麻烦。
And but if we do according to the words of God, this may be more complicated.
但是这个就是因为有奥义，救恩的奥秘性，因为主耶稣曾经这样讲过。
But because this contains the mystery of salvation, because the Lord has once said this,
我们就是要照这样做。
Then we need to do accordingly.
比如说圣餐礼。
For example, Holy Communion.
我们要用无酵饼。要用葡萄汁去榨，去做无酵饼，去做葡萄汁出来啊。
We need to make the unleavened bread and make the grape juice.
而且一定是要当天做的。
And we need to do it on the same
day. 要照着圣经里面所留下的榜样来做，来进行。
And to do according to the example left for us in the Bible.
有人说不需要这样子吧。
Some people say you may not need to do this.
定要无酵饼吗？用 cracker 不行吗？
Does it need to be unleavened bread? Can it be crackers?
不是只是一个象征吗？
Isn't this just a symbolism?
有的甚至用面包也可以啊。
And you can even use bread.
那你做好的，在市场上就可以买到的，不是很方便吗？
If you could buy them from the market, isn't that more convenient?
你些葡萄汁还要现榨的。
And the grape juice must be extracted.
用葡萄酒。
And some people will use
饮料。
Red wine or other drinks.
不是都很方便吗？
Isn't this more convenient?
但是圣经讲的就是要这样子。
But this is what the Bible says.
我们如果要照神的话。就是会觉得比较麻烦。
If we want to do according to the words of God, it will be more complicated.
但是我们今天如果听神的话的，
But today, if we listen to the words of God,
我们就是要这样做。
This is what you need to do.
但是有人他会讲一个比较简单的方式的时候，
And when some people say an easier way,
我们会不会听从呢？
Will we listen to them?
我们会不会觉得说我们的信仰好像很多很多规定绑着我们，好像很没有自由？
And will we feel that our faith is bounding us with many restrictions?
因为圣经里面没有这样写，但是我们看约押是他的信仰本身，他很有可能觉得这个信仰对他来说是律法对他来说好像很多束缚。
You know, Joash may see the his faith as bringing many restrictions to him.
在当他自己要做选择的时候
，But he needs to make his own decisions.
他选择听从了这些首领简单的、比较简单的方法。
He decided to listen to the words of the leaders.
就离弃了神
，and he departed from God.
只有招致的就是最后这个悲惨的下场。
And this caused him to have an unfortunate end.
我们就看到他这个不坚固的信心其实是经不起考验的。
We could see that his unstable faith is not cannot stand up to trials.
诱惑一来，一些思想观念一进来，他信仰就倒了。
When the temptations and the some other thoughts come to him, then his faith will collapse.
但是他最后的这个崛起，这个最后这个败亡，也不是一夕之间就这样子。
But his destruction did not come quickly, suddenly.
而是逐渐的，他从听别人讲的话，到最后每一步，慢慢走向灭亡的道路。
And it was slowly from listening to others, he slowly walked on the path of destruction.
所以我们要建立信仰，
so when
要时间。
When we need to build our faith, we need time.
那我们要走向灭亡的时候，其实也有一个过程。
And when we walk on the path of destruction, there's also a process.
这当中，如果我们能够听到神的声音，像神当初派先知去警戒约押师。
If we could hear the voice of God, just like how he sent the prophets to Joash.
如果我们肯听，我们都还有机会回头。
If we're willing to listen, we could still turn back.
我们可以让我们的信仰真的有根基。
We could let our faith to truly take root.
将来可以面对各种不同的试探引诱。
So that we can face the different temptations.
我们能够让我们的信仰走到最终点。
And we could let our faith walk to the end.
从历代志里面这些列王的历史里面，最大的感慨就是很多人晚节不保。
And the one thing that we learn from the chronicles is that these many kings, they cannot hold on to their faith to the end.
我们就看到很多的王一开始都觉得做得不错。
We can see that many kings started off good.
但是到最后，到年老的时候，到人生的下半场的时候，就持守不住。
But in the end, during the latter part of their life, they cannot hold on.
所以说，这做出得罪神的事。
And they do things that offend God.
他们甚至离弃了神。
They even departed from God.
所以我们觉得很惋惜。
And this is very unfortunate.
所以我们要真的。让我们的信仰能够深深的扎根。
And so we need to allow our faith to take root.
让我们真的相信主所说的话。
And to truly believe in the words of the Lord.
抓住耶稣基督的应许。
And to grasp onto His promise.
真的用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And to worship Him with our spirit and truth.
凡是主所说的，我们就照着做。
And whatever the Lord says, we'll do accordingly.
我们不会按照我们的想法走一条比较简单的路。
And we will not do according to our own will to take an easier path.
因为宽门大路，最后引到的就是灭亡。
Because a broad and a wide door will lead to destruction.
主所说的，要进这个窄门，要走这个小路，引到的就是永生。
And the narrow gate will lead to eternal life.
我们一定都要走上这个永生的道路的。
We need to walk onto this path of eternal life.
因为我们都能够在这个神坚固的殿里面有坚固的信心。
May we all have a stable faith in the stable temple.
那这样真的就能够做出一个美好的见证。
And then we could truly give a wonderful testimony.
神的名可以得荣耀。
And the name of the Lord will be glorified.
以上作为我们互相的勉励。
This will be our mutual encouragement.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
399首。
399.